Irrigate should a dry spell strike again. With locations in Missouri and Illinois, St. Louis Composting offers an array of all-natural STA-certified compost and compost blends available by the bag or truckload. They're fully stocked and ready to meet your springtime gardening needs. Visit the composting center closest to you or order online at stlcompost.com. That's stlcompost.com. St. Louis Composting, enriching the soil naturally since 1992.
How about a brand new bathroom with a free faucet and sink? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Right Bath. That half bath, that full bath, or anything in between, Right Bath will give you a brand new bathroom in 5 days. No cover-ups. Right Bath team will remove your existing problems all the way down to the studs and build it back up in 5 days. Mention the Big 550 and get a free faucet and sink. Right Bath or rightbath.com. 314-909-1820. Right Bath or rightbath.com.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Oh, here we go. I know you were looking forward to it. When's Monday ever going to come? Is it ever going to get here? It's here. And so is he. He is Jose Hernandez. He's the tech guy. He's the one who's going to answer your technical questions. And here's how this works. You call. Your name goes on the screen. First come, first serve. You have a question, a concern, maybe not even a concern's a strong word, just a question. You're curious about something. It could be TV-related, computer, telephone, whatever. He's the guy. And he's, oh, here are the numbers. 314-969-KTRS. That's 5877. Or 888-550-KTRS. And let us not forget that Jose is brought to you by Oreck. Yes, the vacuum cleaner name. And they make great vacuum cleaners. Where do you see the other great home care products they have? And don't think they're all appliances or expensive. I'm talking about the best carpet cleaning solution you've ever seen in your life and all kinds of things you never knew had the Oreck name on them. So dial us up. We'll put you on the board. And here is Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
How are you, Jose?
I'm excellent. Frank, how are you?
I'm good. Anybody have anything to throw at Jose before the callers take over and before he does his monologue?
I do. We were talking a little bit about this off the air, but I have a new phone.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. It has been almost 2.5 years since
my... Did you stick with the Android thing?
I am still an Android user, but not... I was strictly a Motorola phone user for a long, long time, and they're specifically their Droid series. But I switched to an HTC. It's an HTC One. It's the I think it's One M8 or whatever. It's their newest newest phone.
Good.
It's very nice. I like it. But I was going through all the ways you can lock your phone yesterday.
Right.
So they have a variety of options. You know, one is numbers. You know, a set of four numbers.
What if they incorporated the clapper where you could? And your phone's locked.
Hey.
Hey, I can have something here.
That could be in the works somewhere.
Okay.
They have a grid system. They have a password system. And so I was trying all the different ones. So I put in a password, and somehow I was able to type the first time and confirm my password, but I was off one letter of what I wanted it to be. So when I went back and put in what I thought...
No.
It was. It said, that is not the correct password.
Oh, no, I hate that.
You have 10 chances to get this right, or your phone, all device data will be wiped away.
And you had no idea what you had done wrong.
I had no idea. I knew it was probably one letter off, but my password, you know, was 10 symbols long. So it gives you 10 chances. So I was wrong for the first five, and then it says... you have the phone you will not be able to enter a new chance for 30 seconds. So it almost gives you a timeout. Like you are not who you are in this. So I was really freaking out because, you know, it says everything's going to be wiped away. I got down to the second to last chance, and I was able to figure out the one letter that was different.
How did you figure it out?
I knew it had to be a letter that was next to, you know, one letter. And so a couple times I was going through and trying to see fast, you know, when I type fast, which one it could have been. And luckily, the second to last try.
I bet you'll never type fast again.
Well, I'm not using that option anymore. It's not the password. And what I have on now, and I'm not going to keep it because it's kind of just a novelty item. It's facial recognition.
All right.
When your phone is locked and you go to unlock it, the bottom half of the screen has a camera pointed at your face. And it says, look at the camera now. But it also asks you to blink. So it's not somebody holding up a picture of your face.
You know what? How clever. That's unbelievable.
It says, blink now. And so you blink to the camera and then it unlocks.
That is great.
Is that not amazing or what?
That's the greatest.
And I tried it earlier here today with the headphones on my head, and it wouldn't do it. So
because it didn't recognize you with headphones.
Yes.
Now, what if you change the length of your hair or you shave?
You can actually go in and take multiple pictures of yourself, like clean shaven, with a beard, you know, glasses on, glasses off. And it'll have all those in its system, and if it sees any one of those, it will unlock.
Jose, don't worry. Eventually, you'll get to talk, okay? One time, we're in a hotel or something, and you know those safes? Some of them have a safe, and it's a digital, and you put in the number, and then to open it, well, I was off by a number, apparently. Let's say it's 1278. And I, like you said, I was in a hurry, and I hit 1278.
Just did fit, right.
I had my money in there, my driver's license. I could not get in. Error. Sorry, I had to get the hotel people to come up, and I knew it, I did just what you said, but I couldn't figure out
which one you were off on.
Because there's like a hundred possibilities.
No, it was strictly luck. And Jose said even if I would have gone all through all 10 and it wiped all the data, your phone still is locked.
Yeah.
He said it's still essentially, so it wipes everything, and then it's still locked, so you have to go somewhere. So
for people who are interested in that, what's the phone? I mean, that feature you're talking about, is it available, Jose? Is it available on other phones?
I think most have a password option.
A lot of phones have the picture. But yeah, the password function is pretty standard.
I love the picture.
If you can't get it in 10, you're not you.
No, just probably.
Yes. Or you're an idiot
that just put the wrong numbers in. That's a good one. Dan has nothing, I guess.
No, I don't have any.
All right, Jose, it's all yours. And we'll get to these calls. One last time for the numbers, 314-969 KTRS or 888-550 KTRS. Take it away, Jose.
June 2nd, Apple is supposed to release the latest operating system, iOS 8. In addition to breaking the normal things it breaks, they're actually trying to design it to do some other things. It's going to focus on health and fitness with a rumored app called HealthBook app.
Thank goodness. I've been looking for that.
It's going to give you all sorts of information, your blood pressure, the number of calories you've burned, your heart rate, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In addition to that, they also expect to improve the Apple's Map app. Also with that, iPhone 6 is going to come out. You're going to get a MacBook Air with the Retina display, and there's rumors that they're going to have a 13-inch iPad Pro. Mm. Also, they're going to come up with a health fitness watch called the iWatch smartwatch.
Now, 13-inch, let me give people an example of what 13-inch is. That's 13 inches. That's a pretty good sized screen right there.
Co-founder and CEO of Mozilla has resigned.
I saw this.
He announced he's leaving the company Tuesday amidst protests over his support for the amendment to ban gay marriage in California in 2008. His support consisted of giving him a $1,000 check to the campaign. A constitutional amendment that outlawed same-sex marriages. The ban was overturned last year when the U.S. Supreme Court left in place a lower court ruling striking down the ballot measure. So.
You know what's interesting to me? Do you think he would have had to resign had he written a check to a group supporting gay marriage?
Of course not.
No. And what he did was make a contribution to a group that supported a cause he believed in.
Correct.
He didn't inflict anything on employees.
Nope.
There was no forced... What is wrong with this country?
Yeah, that one caught me. It's not like he told every employee you will contribute to this campaign.
Because it needs to go both ways.
Yes.
Everybody who supports gay marriage should be punished and have to quit their job. And if it's going to go the other way.
That's correct.
Wow.
Google has filed a trademark on the word glass. They say it belongs to them. Just Google it. U.S. Patent and Trademark Office said, nope. You can't trademark a generic term.
That's not a surprise.
Google has responded in characteristic search engine mode. They sent them a 1,928-page letter telling them why Google's glass is really their word.
Well, Google Glass, but they want the word glass.
Yes.
No, then they're never going to win.
Yeah, that's like
water.
Candy Crush wanting to trademark the word candy.
Candy, right. Yeah.
And somebody trademarked the word fired or wants to. The Experian credit reporting people are under investigation from the U.S. Attorney's Office. Multiple state investigation. Apparently, some hackers gained access to a data file that contained 200 million Social Security numbers. So if you've run your Experian credit report in the past couple months, likely you're going to be getting a note from them telling
you. 200 million?
Good grief.
Yep.
Wow.
Holy cow. That's two-thirds of the country.
XP expires tomorrow. It's a 12-year-old operating system. Most of the PCs have been upgraded. The couple things that haven't, 95% of the world's ATM machines run on Windows XP.
Ooh.
So if you're going to be using an ATM in the next few months, I would likely use the one that is attached physically to the bank that you do business with, or credit union, because those little floaty ones, I don't know what's going to happen to your information.
Well, now we finally know what XP actually stands for. Expired.
Expired, yeah.
We didn't know that until now.
And I was listening before I came in. There was someone talking about ADA seating and how they couldn't get an ADA seat or wanted to buy one.
Right.
It is against the law for sporting facilities to ask you if you have a disability. So if you were to call up and go, I understand the ADA seating is in row this, I want two tickets to there, they will sell them to you. They cannot go, why do you want
that? That's great advice for that guy. Don't say I'm overweight. Just say I'd like a seat.
I'd like a seat, and they can't ask you what your disability is, because that is discriminating against you at that point.
And if you're a scumbag and you're not overweight or don't have a disability, that's just your own conscience you have to deal with.
Correct.
Well, that's great to know. You want some calls?
Please.
Let's do it. Lined up. Here we go. In order of waiting time, Scott is first. Scott, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Hello, Evie Jimenez.
No, Jose Hernandez. That's a different guy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I am in the PM.
That was funny.
Well, speaking of all the security, though, I was watching, I don't know if you watched 60 Minutes 3-4 weeks ago on these data brokers, and they had a little program. It's an add-in you can get for your web browser called disconnect.me, disconnect me. And it's just incredible what you can see, the number of these data brokers who are, you go to any website that are actually looking for your information.
Oh, there's 30 other websites that are looking, tracking what you're clicking on while you're just on one.
Now, Scott, at the risk of sounding rude here, do you have a question for Jose?
Well, no, I just wanted to know if this was actually causing any harm or
that's a question.
On your computer or what it was. Are these people just looking for my information, or what's the potential downside other than that?
But see, Scott, that is a question. Now you got a good question. What's the answer?
They are looking for information about what you're looking at. Do you have a Gmail account?
Oh, yeah.
If you send an email to a friend of yours asking about dog food, and then you go and do a Google search, it's amazing. All of the ads to the right of that Google page will be for dog food.
Google. Well, I knew about cookies. What's the difference between that and cookies, then?
Well, what they're tracking is your click count as to where you visit, because they know what you're looking at. They're interested in how long you were looking at it and where you went after it.
You know, a quick story, Scott. I know exactly what he's talking about, because this is so weird. When I started reading and looking about the new Corvette, honest to goodness, I'd be on some other site and up would pop these ads for car dealers. Yeah, that's wild.
They're tracking all kinds of information, and that doesn't even include what the NSA is watching.
They'd be bored to tears if they tracked what I was looking at. So, all right, well, good. I just wanted to know if there was just some. You know, because if your computer's running slow or whatever, if it's because there are so many people trying to, you know, pull this information out.
No, that's not normally the reason it's running slow.
Scott, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right. It's Larry's turn. Larry, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Larry.
Hi, gang.
Hey, Larry.
Larry.
a couple, 3 weeks ago, maybe, you listed some security systems for home computers, and it was fast enough I didn't get them written down. Could you rattle those off again for us?
KTRS.com, on the show page under Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. If you'll scroll down a little bit, there's a tab that says Tech Questions. It has all of the direct links to all of that software.
Got it. Thank you.
So that makes it easier for you and everybody else.
Thank you, Larry.
You bet. Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Larry got right to the point. Boom, in and out in 15 seconds. This would be Mo. Mo, say hello.
Gone.
Mo's gone, so this would be Jan. Jan, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose and Frank.
How are you doing, Jan?
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hi, Jan.
Ask a question, please, about a TV.
Go ahead.
This TV is 10 to 15 years old, and the other night, and it is hooked up to cable.
Mm-hmm.
And the other night, only Channel 9 would come in.
Okay.
And then all the other channels were black.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night, I didn't do a thing differently to it. Last night, it was just the reverse. All the other channels were on, showed, but not Channel 9.
That's weird.
Are you a Charter subscriber?
No.
No. Okay, I would likely contact the service provider because it sounds like the box that you're using for the conversion for the television is starting to go away.
Okay.
Now, if she's not a Charter subscriber, though, she wouldn't have a box. She'd have an actual receiver. What do you have, Dish or DirecTV? What do you have?
No, Charter is going.
DirecTV.
Yeah, Charter's going to individual boxes per TV.
Yep. Yeah, oh, they already did. Yeah. I think it was...
Yeah, they shut down our cable here for a while.
DirecTV she has.
Yeah. I would contact the DirecTV people and get your box looked at if you just send
that
you
that didn't
one.
Sound very nice.
Well, get your box. I'm sorry, the cable box.
Edit that out.
The television piece.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan.
Bye.
Jose, I don't mean to reprimand you in front of people, but we don't do that here. We don't talk about
that. The tech guys don't know those.
Now, if you were talking to her about a gynecologist, you should get your box checked out. Yeah, that'd be
what if she took you literally and then she went into the cable company? Hey, check this out. Yeah. Whoa!
I'm sure that'd be fine with them.
I know.
It's Norman's. Oh, let's see. Norman. Yeah say hi to Jose, Norman.
Hi, Jose. AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Save me, Norman.
My question is, I had two computers that were running Windows XP. I converted both of the computers to Windows 7 Professional. My question is, we still have some XP programs, like Office XP.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be a problem?
I don't actually know about Office XP. You can go to the web, and they have a list. Actually, there's an application you can run on your XP box that'll tell you what's compatible with 7 and what isn't.
How do you get to that?
Go to the web.
Yep.
Into the webosphere from Microsoft site or from Google and just type in XP transfer or XP upgrade to 7 Pro. And then it lists 5 or 6 different websites from Microsoft. One of them will have a little application you run.
Okay, and it'll just come up on the computer whether it'll work or won't work.
Yeah, but it'll tell you what will work and what won't work.
Okay, all right.
Norman, thanks for listening.
Thank you. Take care.
Right, there goes Norman, and there goes everybody, because I think we're out of time, unless you want to sneak one more in.
Oh, yeah, we can.
Stop the music.
All
we're
right.
Get one more in here, and that's going to be John. John, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How are you today?
I'm good, John. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I think I know the answer to this question, but at our church, we have an old operating system with Windows XP.
Yes.
It does have, unfortunately, and this shows how old the computer is, it has a DVD drive, but it has the old 3-inch floppy.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah. 8-track, but there is a financial program that is on that computer. The program actually was installed with those floppies.
Yes.
I'm assuming there's no way that probably is not compatible with the new Windows 8.
Oh, that's a good question.
And if so, if I buy a new computer, can they put that on the old one into the program from the old computer hard drive into the new one?
Not from the hard drive, but from the floppies, probably. They make USB-compatible floppy drives.
Oh, okay.
For $15-$20, it plugs in like an external hard drive. It just puts your floppies in and install it from there.
Okay.
Installation wouldn't be my problem, whether it actually functions or not. Does the financial program need to talk to the Internet?
No.
Okay, if you will disable the Internet on that machine,
that's what I was gonna say.
You'll be fairly safe still running XP.
Okay, so it's just long as the only problem is getting on the internet where we can run into some issues.
Right.
And that's even with the antivirus software in place.
Even antivirus, any malware, because the people that hack into XP for about the past 10 months haven't been telling Microsoft what those little hacks are.
Right.
So they're just waiting for tomorrow, and then they're going to try all the exploits they have at once.
So you suggest we're hardwired right into the modem, so just take the wire off and just...
Are there multiple PCs on your network?
Correct.
Go into that particular PC under the network connections and assign it a hard IP address.
Okay.
And then under default gateway, don't list the modem as the default gateway. Just pick another number.
Gotcha.
So it'll still talk to the network. It just won't be able to get out to the internet.
Okay.
I love the way John understood everything you just said, and I have no idea.
Fortunately, I had to mess with all of this before, so I know.
If he told me what he just told you to do, I'd just hang up the phone and blow my brains out. I have no idea what he's talking about.
So I can't have you come up and do it, Frank?
No, you don't want me to do it. John, thank you for
thank
the call.
You.
We appreciate it. That's it. We're wrapping it up. But don't worry, folks. We will do this again next Monday. We do it every Monday, and it's all courtesy of the folks at Oreck. There are 7 of these Oreck home care centers. Please go in, tell them your AM and the PM, even if it's just to browse around. You're going to be very pleasantly surprised. And if you have a question and you weren't able to get through, here is the actual email address for Jose Hernandez. It's techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Thank you, Jose.
Didn't hear a response. I assume he said you're welcome or something. That was Jose Hernandez. John Landoff is unavailable today, so it's up to me. Pressure's on. Don't make me look bad, folks. This is Monday. They're open late. If 3 of you, out of all of you, there must be like 70, 80 people listening. If only 3 of you went in before they closed tonight and said, I'm here, because I'm AM and the PM. Whew, thank you. You saved me. I got a feeling there may be more than that. Now, we've talked about before how John likes numbers. Well, first of all, John does a duck call. I don't do quack, 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 quack. Well, maybe I do. There, hey, that's not too bad. And that's without a duck call. That was just me. And how he likes numbers and Chevy Spark starting at only $8,900. New. That's a brand new car for $8,900, by the way. And Cruises starting at $12,600 and blah, blah, blah. I'm not as big on that because I think sometimes even he loses sight of what it is that causes somebody to go into one dealership as opposed to another, and certainly what it is that keeps them coming back and sending their neighbors there and the rest of their family there. And it's the experience, whether or not it was a good or bad experience. And I'm telling you, if you have a bad experience buying a vehicle at John Landoff in all the years they've been on here, I think yours may be the very first response like that I've heard. And that's almost impossible to do, to make that many people happy. You can't make everybody happy. Sometimes they just... I think there are people that walk in and they think they're going to be real hard-nosed negotiators and this is all I'm going to pay and that not a penny more. Well, you know what? You may have a number they just can't meet. And by the way, nobody can meet it. If they can't, nobody can. And if you go to another dealer and they say, yeah, we can come in at that price, here's how they're going to do it. It'll be like trickery. They will slice and dice the value of your trade-in and get it down to where it's such an insult that, yeah, now we can give you that lower price on the new car. I'm telling you, when you put all the elements together, the value of your trade-in, whether or not you even have one, how much cash down, how long do you want to make payments, how many months, what's a comfortable monthly, there are a lot of pieces, okay, to this equation. Nobody, I don't think there's anybody who can make them all work for you better than Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. And then there's that experience. Their goal is two-part, to sell you a vehicle, but then they want you to leave there and tell everybody that you can what a great experience it was. It's more than just a vehicle. And they want you to know that when you come back, It's not like you're a stranger or they're done with you once they get the deal done. Boom, see you, and they don't care anymore. I know all that sounds like what a lot of other dealerships say. In this case, it's true. Johnny Lott, by the way, it's the beginning, actually the first fourth. We just finished the first quarter of a new month, and I need to thank all of you that made March a terrific month. All car dealers get nervous toward the end of the month. It's a terrific month. Thank you for that. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, 24/7 at Londoff.com or the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Meet me.
Let's see how the highways look right now and check traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they've cleared that accident that was on eastbound 40 past Van Deventer, so things are thinned out there. Westbound 40 is slowing a little west of Kings Highway through McCausland. Southbound 270 past Page, you've got an accident that has the right lane blocked. Traffic pretty light going past the Page area, but we are heavier from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. On eastbound 270 in North County, we're heavy at Lindbergh and 170, and it looks like on westbound 40, we've just got a little slow traffic approaching the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Discover the new Flatizza at Subway. Crispy flatbread topped with marinara, mozzarella, and made the way you say. Get two today for only $5. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame invites you to honor the Tigers April 12th at Rams Park. It's the SunTrip Automotive Family Salute to Mizzou in St. Louis. See John Cadillac, Norm Stewart, and Johnny Rowland inducted into the Hall of Fame. Also to be honored, Gary Pinkel, Mike Alden, 2013 Cotton Bowl champions, and the 81-82 men's basketball team led by Steve Stepanovich. Food and drinks are included. General admission is $80. Tables at 10 or 1500. Info and tickets can be found at stlshof.com or by calling Tim at 314-226-1190.
Spring is here. That's good news. The bad news is, when was the last time you turned on your air conditioner? You probably should get it checked out for the season. That's why you should call Gelmisch & Sons. Gelmisch & Sons has been around three generations, started in 1950. That's 64 years family-owned and operated. If your air conditioner is on the fritz and your heater is in trouble, Gelmisch & Sons will install a new air conditioner and a heater. Listen to this. $26.95 installed for a full Lennox system. Now, Gelmisch & Sons is a premier Lennox dealer that they earned that reputation due to their superior customer service. At Gelmisch & Sons, $26.95 for a full Lennox system, or call them to get your air conditioner checked for the spring season. Gelmisch, Gelmisch, doesn't matter what you call them, call Gelmisch & Sons, 314-993-1110, or you can always check them out online, gelmischandsons.com. 314-993-1110 or GelmischandSons.com.
This Thursday through Saturday, it's the Affordable Kitchens and Bath April Warehouse Sale. Make your plans to see the great deals, like 10% off your cabinet purchase with a free kitchen or bath remodeling estimate, 5% off 3-centimeter granite and quartz countertops, and 25% off in-stock granite and marble vanity tops with the purchase of an in-stock vanity cabinet. You'll get free garage deliveries on orders over $2,500 within a 25-mile radius of the store. Make sure to see the latest installed $7,999 bathroom with everything you need to completely remodel your 5x8 bathroom. And the famous affordable $5,000 kitchen has been updated with the latest materials and finishes. All these discounts, on top of the already low prices on quality cabinetry, countertops, and name brand appliances, will be too hard to pass up. Affordable Kitchens and Bath is located at 4600 South St. Peter's Parkway, between Kisker and Central School Road. For more, call 636-441-1550.
How long will it take you to pay off your credit card debt?
The rate we're going? Years and years and years.
I doubt we'll ever pay it off.
Pay it off? We're getting further behind.
The fact is, if you're just making minimum payments, you could be paying off your credit cards for a very, very long time.
Not me. I'm wiping the slate clean and saving a bundle.
That's right. There is a way you could settle your debt far sooner than you think. Call America's number one debt relief specialist, Freedom Debt Relief, right now and find out how. Unlike a debt consolidation company, Freedom Debt Relief offers a unique alternative that could resolve your debt sooner through a low monthly program payment. Some people are saving thousands. For important free information, call 1-800-400-8549. This is your chance to finally wipe the debt slate clean and put your credit card debt behind you. Get the free information you need. Call 1-800-400-8549. 1-800-400-8549.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I have some good news and I have some bad news on your new hardwood floors. The bad news is that Boardwalk Hardwood Floors March sale is over. You missed it. That's the bad news. But it was so successful, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors decided to extend it into April. What does that mean? Normally at Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, they have factory direct prices, which is great pricing for you. But their sale, which is extended through April, means lower than factory direct pricing. I guess Boardwalk Hardwood Floors has an in with some peeps, and they got a deal on top of a deal on top of a deal. So Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, with their three locations in Crestwood, Manchester, and in St. Peter's, has decided to extend their sale and pass all those savings on to you. So wide plank trends, risers, vents, all to match your floor, you can get at Boardwalk Hardwood Floors. And woods, whether it's oak, maple, mahogany, you name it, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, 314-730-3100, 314-730-3100, or online at boardwalkhardwood.com.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace them today with Kidde worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Mobil Super Motor Oil has been tested and proven to help extend the life of your engine by protecting against sludge and wear. Keep your car on the road longer with Mobil Super.
Does your well water leave brown rust stains on clothes and fixtures? Does it smell bad? Get rid of it all with the HydroCare Iron 300X. HydroCare's multi-stage process gets rid of iron, sulfide, and odors. HydroCare is an easily installed compact system without tanks, backwashing, or servicing, and only costs $799. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodclearwater.com. Goodclearwater.com.
The human beings. No, 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 no.
Thank you.
No, no. No, I couldn't tell you why I know the name of that group. They couldn't have had another hit.
No, 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 no.
It wasn't like the human beings, like Pinto
with a Z.
Beans.
They were ahead of their time.
Wow. All right, we're back, and more than willing to take your calls, hear from you. All you have to do is call us, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Turner Classic Movies, the channel, is running, and I don't know what the regularity of the schedule is. I just know I set it up to record the whole series. And what it is the best of the best interviews with Carson and some of the greatest comedians of all time. And I thought, well, you know, this is like the best of Carson DVD, but it's not, because I have that collection. And a friend of mine called it to my attention. So I've watched about four of them now, and I'm going to tell you something. It's Carson sitting with Jack Benny, George Burns, Don Adams, and just on and on and on. And these are, if I ever saw these, I don't remember them, but they are absolutely fantastic in that he spends an entire segment of the show, through multiple breaks, and they edit out the breaks, giving you a chance to really get behind the person that you've just seen do shtick and stand up. And yes, they're funny, but Don Adams, for example, Get Smart. I never really thought he was that funny, This thing I saw him do when he sat with Carson, honest to goodness, Don Adams now to me, I had no idea how funny this guy was or what a great storyteller he was. And last night I watched George Burns. Now, George Burns, I think when he came out and sat with Carson at the time, he was 92. He had just signed an agreement to play the London Palladium for his 100th birthday. And it was riveting. He's smoking a cigar. I mean, like, not just holding it, but smoke it. Smoke's coming. And this was even after Carson, I think, had stopped smoking on the set, and nobody smoked. But you don't tell George Burns you can't smoke a cigar. And Carson said, George, what cigar is that for the day? Which cigar are you on? And I think he said it was his 10th or 12th that he smoked. He said, I smoked 15 to 20 cigars a day.
Whoa. Wow.
15 to 20 a day. And Carson says, what does your doctor say about that? He said, my doctor's dead. It's absolutely that. So if you get a chance, go to TCM and just, if you have a search engine on your cable or dish, just type in Carson. It's a fantastic series. Now, the other thing that, we got some calls here. I'll get into this later, but you remember last week when I made the statement about it seemed to me that in my experience, the Jewish people had a good head for business, which is a long time. So you call it a stereotype if you want to, and Victoria took offense to that. This is such a weird coincidence. A friend of mine loaned me a DVD, and it's called When Jews Were Funny. And it's put together by a Jewish guy named Alan Zweig. And when he sent it to me, I called him and I said, did you send me this because of the conversation about Jews? He said, what are you talking about? He didn't even hear it. Yet, it's just a coincidence. He discovered this DVD. It was available in Canada, but as of April 1st, it became available in the United States. And again, it's called When Jews Were Funny. I love documentaries. This is one of the most entertaining documentaries because it's not just entertaining. It gives you tremendous insight. You get a good look into the minds of Jewish writers and comedians. And the whole point, the reason the guy did the documentary was he's Jewish and he married a Catholic girl and he has a young child. And he's afraid that the Jewish entertainers and the Jewish writers are losing what he calls their Jewishness. In other words, the old comedians, you know, the Myron Coons, the people like that, they came out, it was obviously were Jewish. They made it was such an obvious thing. And he says, now we're losing that. He says, I don't hear Yiddish anymore. I don't hear. But what's so funny, and they interview Norm Crosby, Shelley Berman, who I didn't think was still alive, Shecky Green, who's still alive, David Brenner, David Steinberg, a whole host of people, Super Dave Osborne, Bob Einstein, all these guys are Jewish. And they talk about being Jewish. It's a fascinating documentary. But what they do is they substantiate and validate all the stereotypes of Jewish people. For example, I forget which one it was, talking about how Jewish people love to complain. They love to complain. No matter what happens, how's business? It could be better, you know. And he says, a female Jewish comedian says, she says, let me tell you something. Here's something you'll never hear a Jewish person say. How's everything going? You'll never hear them say, well, I can't complain. You'll never hear that. And then they talk about the Jewish mother. It is absolutely one of the best documentaries I've ever seen. And I guess what makes it acceptable is who do you criticize when everybody on there is Jewish, essentially, again, validating some of, not just what I had said earlier, but lots of other things. And one of the guys goes so far as to say, and I could see where this might put some people off. He says, the Jewish people, as a people, are just more intelligent. Now, that's taken it pretty far. And he says into the camera, I know how upsetting that is going to be to some people. And they talk about their history and the not. It's just, wow, it was so great. And again, it's called When Jews Were Funny. He thinks they're losing that what it was that made you look. You guys remember they used to change their names because they were afraid if the employers or the owners of the club found out they were Jewish.
Yeah, they wouldn't hire.
They wouldn't
them.
Hire Jerry Lewis's name, not Jerry Lewis.
Yeah,
it's really, really, really interesting. And then one of the things they did too is they all told their favorite Jewish jokes, and I knew most of them, but I'll give you one quick example, and then we'll do some more later. But it's two Jewish. It's a Jewish guy who's dying. And he invites his best buddies to meet him in a Catholic church. And they get in a Catholic church, and he goes, Moshe, what are we doing here? He says, well, I wanted you all to come here and witness my conversion. I'm converting from Judaism to Christianity. And his buddy says, Moshe, why would you do that? You're dying. You don't. You don't have long to live. Why would you do that? Why would you become a Christian and give up your Jewish heritage? He says, because better one of them than one of us to die. I mean, it's so ridiculous. It's funny. And then they have guy goes into a little general store run by a Jewish guy, and the customer says. Now, some people won't get this. I understand that. He says, do you have any salt? And the Jewish store owner says, oh, salt, do I have salt? He says, that's the other thing. A lot of Jewish people answer a question with a question. How you doing? How am I doing? He says, so do you have salt? And the guy goes, salt, do we have salt? So he takes him over and he shows him boxes of salt, cans of salt, barrels of salt. I mean, salt and salt and salt. And he takes him downstairs in the stockroom. More salt. Salt everywhere. It's a little store. And the guy says, can you sell this much salt? He goes, nah, I can't sell salt. But the guy that sells me salt, boy, can he sell salt. I mean, it's just, you have to understand that humor, and I do, and I loved it. Again, When Jews Were Funny, done by a Jewish guy. Let me make that very clear. We'll go to the phone and take a couple. No, we can't. You know what? We got Bill. Bill can't. Oh, he cannot go in the Playhouse. Well, that means I got to do some business so we can get him in here. We don't want to miss, for goodness sakes, if we didn't have Bill Cleveland, what would this show be like today? American Equity Mortgage made it a lot easier for a lot of people to have a little extra cash every month. And the way they did that was they showed them how the equity in their homes could get them low interest rate loans so they could pay off high interest rate loans, giving them, and this is the average of all the American equity customers, average of $640 a month that they didn't have. Some people it's $1,500 a month. Some more, some less, but the average is $640 free and clear every month they didn't have before, and it was as simple as paying off bad debt by taking out better debt, making it part of your house payment. It's called bill consolidation. Let them tell you how it works. Yeah, the same way a home equity loan works. The name is American Equity Mortgage. Do not confuse it. And by the way, thanks to the other lenders who in their commercials say we're not the 99 guys, thank you. All that does is make people think of American Equity Mortgage. You see, that's what happens when you are that successful. You're the one other people, like that Taco Bell Ronald McDonald commercial. I've had more people say to me, I thought that was a McDonald's commercial because they make such a big deal out of Ronald McDonald. No, and make no mistake, and don't be confused. This is the mortgage company. If you're AM and the PM, you want to deal with American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Wiley.
Well, they've cleared the accident on southbound 270 at Page. All the traffic is thinned out there. We do have a new accident on eastbound 70 ramp to northbound 170. We also have another accident. It's on the ramp from eastbound 40 to Grand. And then we have heavy traffic on eastbound 40 already, Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And on westbound 44, you're slow from the Museo Veterans Bridge in through the depressed section. This traffic report brought to you by Subway. Discover the new Flatizza at Subway. Crispy flatbread topped with marinara, mozzarella, and made just the way you say. Get two today for only $5. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local, this is your official severe weather station. The Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it. Everyone lives in a flood zone. Knowing yours can help you be more prepared during heavy rains this spring. Visit knowyourzone.org, a service of MSD Know Your Zone.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com.
Thanks.
Hey-o! From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download the app. I got a great little testimonial to this app in the Playhouse a little later, too. And that is STL Taxi. It's free and it's a great app, Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, Bill.
Now, Frank, I'm actually not in downtown St. Louis today. I'm in downtown Louisville, Kentucky.
Ooh.
And I have started the first destination of about 20 different cities that I'll be in between now and the end of July.
Wow, isn't that the home of...
All gathering stories for BillOnTheRoad.com. And just real quick, I'll tell you what, we went today to the... I didn't know if you know that Louisville, Kentucky, Old Louisville, they call it, is the most haunted neighborhood in the country. Have you ever heard of this?
No, isn't that also the home of Fort Knox?
No, I don't think it's in Louisville. It's a little ways from here. But anyway,
it's outside of Louisville.
Met today with a guy. He's an author, and he wrote this book called America's Most Haunted Neighborhood. And wow. He took us on it. My dad is with me. Took us on a tour of this beautiful Victorian home. And not every house has a story, but just about every house has a story about somebody died, and the spirits come back and haunt these people. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Never knew it.
But putting together a little story, I'll put that up at BillOnTheRoad.com. And then tomorrow I'll be in downtown Indianapolis, Indiana. And just moving about here, but I know we don't have a lot of time. But
yeah, any time. But hey, keep us posted so we know when to look for these things.
Yes, sir, you got it. Have a terrific day.
All right, you too. Bill Cleveland, everybody. One of the funniest segments he has ever done.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that
I heard.
Excuse me. I still laughing.
Dead people.
Yeah. Hey, it's 5 o'clock at the Big 550.